and goes straight to Dunkin' Donuts. Straight and there is so much Dunkin' Donuts shit in this movie. Yeah, it's incredible. Like, he goes in there and they're like, the nice lady behind the counter is just like knows him by name. And he's like, I'll just have the regular like I always do.
Yeah, he gets like a culotta, right?
He gets a culotta.
And it's like, doesn't he sip it and go like, that's good culotta. Yeah. Right?
Another.
There literally is a scene where someone name checks a culotta and says it's good stuff.
Here's how dumb this is. That wasn't product placement. They were too stupid to get paid for all that shit.
Well, but no, you know what? That's good directing because that is actually what Boston is like. Yeah. They fucking love Dunkin' Donuts.
And once again, part of the just parade of self-owns of this movie because Dunkin' Donuts is shit.
No, it isn't. Awful. Fuck you, dude. Yeah, it's Dunkin' Donuts
terrible.
Is shit, dude. Fuck
it's awful.
Dude,
it's so bad.
Great. It's so shit.
It's
this
great.
Is why this is why Felix was never radicalized like his son
has. Those donuts
he
are
loves
like
it.
Fucking sawdust. They're shit.
Garbage.
They're garbage.
Oh, it's
my
like
God,
eating
dude.
A yoga mat.
Dude, you know what's great is you get the old-fashioned glazed gun. You throw that bitch in the refrigerator. You got your 32 ounces of coffee that only costs $2.79. And you enjoy that. You go to the gym. You get diarrhea. And then you game for 13 hours. You wake up at 1. Everyone yells at you because you slept through an important business meeting, even though you are a 25% owner of the company. So why don't you try walking a mile in my shoes? You talking shit on the dunk?